It's all French. And here it was a little book. I bought this because this, 3 months ago we had the 100th anniversary of Catholic Church in the countryside in Lorient. And they published a little book for the occasion, and there is quite, it's very short, but it's nice. It gives you the reason why, for example, and have you seen our little, little flag of Simba, Écusson Simba, with the two lions and the cross of Malte.
Wow.
Have you seen it in the store?
I've seen a very small plaque
with
the seal of St. Barton.
Yeah. There is also one in front of the Catholic Church over there, made with tiles.
No, I have not seen that.
So the two lions are for the lions of Normandy. Most of the people are to be, but which is not very correct. Most of the people don't come from Normandy, they come from all over France. But most of them, I guess, were from Normandy. Normandy and not too much Brittany, because you don't find any Brittany names here. Mm. In Britain and France, they have special names. They have names which don't sound French, which you don't find here.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cross of Malte, we were once under the Order of Malte.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. They have curious. The dates, but it's very long ago. It's,
there's some crosses, Maltese. Maltese, is that would be the Maltese cross.
Right, he said the Maltese crosses are on part of the shield for that reason.
It's since 1651, so it's not up to 1665, which is during 5 years.
Do you know the Daravans?
Yeah, the who live right there.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His father was Jean-Louis. Father has he was he born here? No. He's born in Guadeloupe.
Not that
he's born here. Yes. Yeah. Mm. It's a family. They are most of them are from Guadeloupe. And then his father is in the rum business. You know, export of bananas and rum and sugar cane in Guadeloupe.
In Guadeloupe.
Mm-hmm. And he's now in France. Mm. His son came back here. They had a little piece of property to make. Build on it.
This is a very small piece.
Yeah, it's very well built.
Are they liked? Do people like them here? Or are they
I would say
or something?
No, there is a little trouble. To make it clear, it's better to say the whole thing of it. You know, here we have been the islanders for many hundreds of years. It's only since about 10-15 years that we see foreigners coming to the island. We have maybe 15 American families, people who retire, they come here, they know that they are not in their country, therefore they have respect for all the laws and all the customs and all that. And people are very friendly with them. Now, happened that in the 3 or 4 years, people have come from, youngsters from France who just come over to see what there is to do. Have come over, and this is not the case of Mr. Deravin, because maybe his father was from the island, but nevertheless, a lot have come from France, and some of them are, you know, they tell you, they are in their country and they can do what they want. And for this reason, some people will not like them. And sometimes, you know, even you have 20 people and there are 5 which are no good, but since they form sometimes a group, people don't like the whole of everybody, you see.
They might not like certain, but since they belong to that group,
For example, the people are kind of... People here are against, and I don't give them wrong. On the beach, we have never nudism, for example, has never existed on the island. And it's you can be on a boat, you can be in bikini. That's normal. You are sailing, but when you come ashore in the store, people would prefer that even you have a bath suit, but at least a man put on a shirt. You see what I mean? If you come to a store, which I think is good.
I did today. I put on a shirt to go over to your store.
Yes, you have a feeling in town.
No, it's true. Now, if they come without a shirt, You will tell them, well, sorry, you should put a shield. Oh, they say, I'm French. I'm in my country, Sweden. You see? Mm. So people are kind of angry.
Mm.
And
it's upsetting.
For this reason, you will... They think that we like Americans more than we like French people. Which may not be the case, but at the same time...
That's a tremendous compliment to us.
There is a little... That's true.
Americans feel more insecure here anyway, usually it's so they're the ugly American. Around to make sure they do the right thing.
Of course.
And,
you know that you are in a French island.
Of course.
And you know that you are the first one to be observing the law. You don't know. You are not in your country in case of something. So you just...
That's
everybody
very curious.
Quiet.
That's true. Yeah. Because if
well,
I
the
went
first
to...
time I went cruising
that's,
in
the
island,
the whole thing, the whole point, and they have many people around the French. They have many nice people, American. They have crooks in France and they have crooks in America, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we sometimes we meet in the street with fellas that we don't know, but maybe they are gangsters. Who knows?
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is this feeling, and I think sometimes they feel angry about it. But it's.
Well, they have invited us to come and bring you for a drink right now. Would you like to do that? And if you would not like to do that,
no.
Right here, I will go say we have trouble with our anchor. We can't come.
No. I will go. I'm not.
We'll just go for one drink.
Sure.
Quickly, and we come back.
No. I'm not to this point, but it's not my personal feeling. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I can make the separation of what is good and what is bad. But generally speaking, the people will say, well, this group is no good.
Yeah.
And they may not part, well, this guy. Yeah. Of course, I was there to him not too long ago because I installed a hi-fi set for him.
Well, we're kind of caught in between. They
invited us.
And I said, oh, no, because you people are coming aboard. I said, oh, we'll bring them over.
I never knew the question was asked for this reason. I thought you
well,
heard
no,
in the street sometime. You have heard.
We've heard a little bit.
That you were told about it.
We've heard a little
bit. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
No.
Well, let's go over for just one drink. Because I think he's very nice myself.
I'm going to bring my own.
Yeah.
We come right back here, and you're here for supper.
Thank you.
Supper is on board.
We have a very good
guarantee it's a gourmet meal.
Thank you.
We have to go over that with the dictionary, I think. I can read most of this. Can you? You can finish this one. We come back. Cargo is on. 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 Cargo is
We'll be very brief here.
No, but you don't have to be. You take it.
No, I would like to see you people, but they invited us, and I couldn't. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, but did you say that you were that we would be there? Or?
Yes.
French descendant from Normandy, from the middle of France, also. For example, my mother is Turbe, T-U-R-B-E, and it's Gascon, you know, from Gascon, north of Gascon.
Yep.
But we have looked an old teacher who has the same name, Magras. She has looked up, and actually Magras would not be a French name. It looks mostly like Irish. Coming from
Were you born here?
Oh yes, I was, and my father, my grandfather, great grandfather.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That far back?
Yeah.
As far back as anyone knows about.
Yeah, oh yes. No, it's about 200 years.
Is that true of many of the families who are here?
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them.
Most of them. Because
was there not French people coming every year to live here?
No, I think it really started around the 1600 and, let's see, 1700, yes, where 22, according to history, 22 soldiers and their family were sent from St. Kitts. And as you know, St. Kitts was the main island in the French possession over this area.
Mm.
St. Christopher was. Bastia is a French name. Okay. Bastia St. Kitts.
Mm.
It's French. It's a French name. Bastia was, St. Kitts was English and French. And they were sent over here to take possession of the island. And they stayed here, and they grew up a little families and so on, maybe 300-400 inhabitants. And when the Swede took over in, I think, 1795.
Sean, I got your paper for you?
I think 85, huh? I think 1785, yeah. Population was about 1,500.
All French.
And that was exchanged, St. Bart was exchanged against France having rights in the port of Gothenburg in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
France
really?
Had very large warehouses there.
Mm.
And in exchange of that, they gave the island to the Swedes.
That sounds impossible in this day and age, that they would give away 1,500
right.
French people.
That sounds very improbable.
Yes, that's right. You have the little book, the other little one. There was another little one. Yeah, that's right. I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1784. It's just 1 year difference. It was exchanged by Louis the 16th under the reign of King Gustav the 3rd against the right of putting commercial warehouses in Gothenburg, in the port of Gothenburg. In Sweden?
Where's that?
In Sweden.
In Sweden.
Oh, in Sweden.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's really funny.
So right away, this harbor was called carénage. Oh. From the French word caréné means when in the hurricane season, when you come and put your boat in the harbor and you stay mm-hmm. for 3 months, you know, you just take off your sails and, you know, do repairs and so on. That's carréné in French.
That must be
so
the word
carénage. I think you have carénage.
That's where they use the capstan
to
pull
yeah.
it over.
Well, before that, carénage was just a bare harbor, natural harbor.
Uh-huh.
But when the Swedes took over, they made it Gustavia from the name
King
of King Gustav.
Mm.
And they really did all the harbor itself, you know, they really did that.
They built
started
it
a build-up.
Mm.
And I think 15 or 20 years after they had taken over the island from 2,000 inhabitants, or from 1,500 inhabitants, was 6,000.
And all the rest were Swedes. All those new people who had come.
Where did they all come
Swedes
from?
Swedes and, most of Swedes
Dutch.
And Dutch and
really?
People who wanted to do business, I would
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
And they have in this book for, you can see, for example, the harbor movement, you know, from 1791 was 512 ships in and out.
Mm.
But then 1799, which is just 9 years after, was 1,504.
Wow.
That is amazing.
And boats from all over the... And I think around the 1810, 1820 was the good season. But then Stacia was also in the race. As you know, Stacia has a very long history too. American boats coming to Stacia to take merchandise from Europe. And Stacia was kind of competing.
Excuse me.
It dropped a little.
And who did
Stacia? Did
Stacia
have a good harbor?
Stacia, no. That was the advantage of St. Bart. Stacia has a very. Stacia was. Let's see. Station. Station. It's now Dutch, but it was. It was Dutch, yeah.
But a poor anchorage.
Very poor. Haven't you the book of Carlton Mitchell?
Yes.
Islands of the West Indies?
No, we don't have that, but we have Don Street.
Well, I'll lend you one. Islands of the West Indies. They have about 10 or 12 pages on St. Barts.
Oh,
And Station, too. It's very good to read.
That would
be
good.
English, right?
It's in English. Yeah. Oh, it's a very good book. We have it home, right? Yeah. I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a very good book. And there they give you the whole history. I think it was Dutch, yes? It was Dutch, and they used to do a lot of business with America. You know, in those days, it was cotton. Cotton was king. And here, even in this island, there were three things. There were cotton, pineapple. Pineapple has been the number one resource of the island.
Really?
Yeah.
But it is no longer.
Oh, it's no longer. You just can't grow one pineapple. And here they speak like they speak in this book here. They speak like what? I have it here. 39,718 dozens of pineapples.
Dozens of pineapples?
40,000 dozens. That was a lot of pineapples.
But they're all gone. Why? What happened?
That was in 1855. I don't know. Maybe
not enough rain?
I think the soil gets tired out very quickly growing pineapples.
I know
in Hawaii they have to
fertilize
and over and over again. Because, you know, because the pineapple just takes a lot out of the soil.
They were planting a lot of cotton in the United States when cotton was king there. They ran into problems with taking all the minerals and the nutrients out of the soil. So they eventually had to alternate their crops. They had to, say, one year plant peanuts, which they found was something that would put, the goodness back in the soil.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So,
and there was a problem there.
I think pineapple particularly does that.
Joe Engineer.
I don't know,
Joe Engineer would like to speak. I'm Joe Engineer. Would there be a way of by just the bagful of the nutriments that are necessary to make a pineapple industry again, bring it in here, and grow pineapple again? By the bagful, whatever it is, nitrogen, perhaps?
I'm certainly sure that here they have never tried to really make agriculture, to fertilize the ground and so on.
The Schmidts were growing some pineapple very successfully up in their yard, but they weren't doing it, on a commercial scale.
No,
they got one pineapple.
No, they didn't see the patch. They have another patch. It's a little bigger than that.
They have another patch with a few.
Yeah.
But if the chemicals were brought in instead of the booze on this freighter, whatever is necessary, I don't know. This would take an agricultural expert.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you could have a whole pineapple thing here again going and some business from it. That is, then you would be growing something on this island, which you could ship out. And as you ship it out, you get money in for it.
That's right.
So that you have an economy going. You see, you have money coming in because you're shipping something out.
But I have a feeling in that.
Yeah, that's right. The competition would be, I think.
Like Dole, Dole pineapple?
In Puerto Rico?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, and I think there's some in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I don't think on a small scale like Zimbabwe we would be able to compete.
And in pineapple also you need a lot of unskilled labor, a lot of people who just want to work for not very much money in the field.
Right.
And you don't have many people
don't
like
have
that.
Here, I would say that the level...
What do you mean? You're working for nothing.
But I'm only one person, and I wouldn't work in a pineapple field for nothing if the sun's too hot.
I caught you on that one, Debbie. But you don't want to grub in the soil. You want to wait on people.
Well, I say, as a...
My wife is a pineapple picker.
As a living, I wouldn't consider it, no.
I don't know, Robert. You better watch her. She's a many talented person.
She's going to get the job in the family, and I'll just sit back and cook.
Raise the children.
Well, she gets to find out you opened the factory to lies and to put it in. So.
But we lost the thread of history here.
We lost it to the pineapples. Well, you were saying that the inside of not or a few number of years that there had been about 4,000 Swedes come to the island.
Swedes. That was when business was good. Yeah, that was in 1810-20. That was the highest that the population went. Mm-hmm. 6,000. 5,000 in town. And of course, slavery was yet,
it was still allowed?
Yes, yeah, still allowed. Yeah. Slavery in the island. And they have the date here of abolition of slavery was, I think they have it somewhere here, but the date, let's see.
1850?
It's around that, yes, but, Yeah, 5,000, yeah, 16. Yeah, they have it well detailed here, I don't know, I think that's in 1812.
Hmm.
1812, there was 588 slaves, yeah, the island. 1611 inhabitants in Gustavia. That was all they had 5,492 inhabitants, without counting the foreigners passing by.
Those that seems impossible living. Nowadays. Doesn't it? You'd hate to think of 5,000 people living on this island. Sounds like a nightmare.
Ramon, where did you collect that wonderful piece of paper with all that information?
Well, there has been a book written by an old-time teacher in this island. And this book was English. And belonged to your father, right? Your father had one, right?
No, father English.
No?
Yes.
Well, from the English. And they had the French one, right? But this was all typed by Lily, right? By my sister-in-law. She took it up from her father's book and she just typed it. And she wanted to put it. Several times she tried to make a little book out of it.
Oh, really?
But, she didn't succeed. I mean, maybe...
Oh, it could be very good.
But it's mostly the history of Simbas under the Swedish time, which would be from 1785 to 1878.
So the fire came just when business was beginning to slow down anyway.
Yeah, that was the fire here. I found it also that was in 1852, I think. Yeah. On March 2nd, 1852, a terrible fire destroyed all the southwest part of Gustavia. And since all the houses were wooden, you know.
I was going to ask you that. Yes. They weren't stone.
No, they had a stone foundation. But yeah. Many were.
What overhead?
Shingles. And there was 135 houses were destroyed, and 500 people were left without home. That's in this little town right there.
Yeah, that's from. Try to hear on up, I guess.
And if you go through the whole history of Simbas, you will see that they have had else than the big fire. They had terrible hurricanes.
Really?
Oh my heaven!
Hurricanes all the time. I'm looking at the 12 o'clock game. Of course, up to lately because if we jump from 1852 to now, we have had 1950. We had a very severe hurricane. In 1960, we had Donna.
Heard
of Donna.
Ouch.
With winds up to 150 knots on this island.
Ooh.
Every schooner, everything was just gone, probably sure. A schooner with 3-4 anchors, and they just went ashore, broken. This is 1960. So everybody was expecting another one for 1970, because it says every 10 years now. But good thing we didn't get any.
What kind of fire protection is there on the island now? Is there any fire department?
Well, actually, I would say that it's very poor because there is a fire. There is a fire truck.
Yes, I've seen it out there, no, behind the gate.
There is no organization of fire brigade.
Really, no firemen at all to run this thing.
So it would be all volunteers, but nevertheless, I think you need two or three men who know what they are doing. Even the others help. But if you have no one who can start a pump,
right,
put it into suction and then bring one out, then you are in trouble. You can have the best fire truck you want if you don't have the...
Does this pump salt water from the bay or
yeah,
what?
It could, yes.
It could.
Yeah, it could. That would
yeah,
be,
it's a
I
pumper,
think,
a nice truck
case,
up there.
In case of fire, that would be the thing to do.
Yeah.
Get one. Although some people say that salt water will not, it's not true, I think. It will not instigate fire too much. Rainwater would be better.
Mm.
Maybe.
Oh, the only difference would be that the rainwater would not corrode metal.
Yeah.
But the salt water, if you pump salt water on the fire, it will put the fire out just as same as fresh water. But the salt water, of course, is corrosive.
Yeah.
So it will corrode things when
yeah,
it hits it.
Yeah, of course.
But either water will put the fire out equally the same. And that's the thing, get water
the
on
buildings
it.
Nowadays seem to be mostly built of
concrete
and
yes,
stucco and stone. So is that because of the experience with fire?
Not quite, I would say. It's mostly for the cost of the material.
Oh, it's just cheaper.
Could we read this and hand it back to you in 2 days?
Sure.
If you think we can get through that in 2 days.
Yeah, well, you go ahead. I'll Robert, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has all the... I think you're doing very good in...
Yeah, I can read it well
and,
enough.
If there is anything...
He's sitting
with
a dictionary.
If, no, if there is
oh,
anything...
Oh, it's all in
France,
hey, I see.
Exactly.
En France, hey. Well, we'll
have
to...
Too. I mean,
maybe it'll take us 4 days.
Sometime
yeah. I didn't realize that. I just looked at it. Look at that.
That's cool.
You could keep this if you want to.
Oh, well, cool.
This one I want to, this you can have because this was published by the, but this one I will, you will have to give me back again.
Oh,
unless
sure,
we can get a copy of it, maybe a photocopy of it.
Well, we can give it back to you. We'll just take notes on it.
Yeah,
that's one
the
thing
important.
We don't have.
No, we don't have a photocopy
on
the boat.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn it. Marigold is really short. No photocopier on board.
We'll have to get one of those. It's the only thing we don't have.
Somehow we can.
We have a pump. We could pump, if there's a fire, we could pump water on the fire.
Yeah,
you
know, we got pumps on board.
So,
with no photocopier, I don't know how the heck I left Florida without a photocopier.
See, I'm in favor of the electric skillet there to cook dinner on. That's much better.
That's what took over instead.
Was there ever a slave revolt? I was reading in the history, and it said that at the time of the French Revolution, the influence was felt here on the island. And they sent reinforcements to the garrison to protect the people from, you know, like the slaves. It was 50-50 with the population.
Yeah, that's right.
And was there ever a revolt here,
no,
like they had in
no,
St. John? Or?
No, there was no revolt of slaves. There was, that's in 16-something, you know, there was an attack of the island by the Caribs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Indians, really?
Yeah,
the Caribs, yeah.
Yeah.
They were the fierce ones.
And then, after 22 or 25 glorious Constantines came to the island and took over. Well, it was French before. Well, it changed. It was French, and then they fought with the English and all that. But, yeah. Until, yeah, this was in 1656. Caribs suddenly came and they massacred everybody on the island.
And we don't know why, huh?
They just felt like it.
I guess the cat, that was a. I was the same like.
Very wild.
The yeah, the cats, seeing that the new world was coming over and taking possession of all the islands. It,
yeah, it's not right. They lost all their
I
land.
I didn't see it, certainly.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, right. But not too much is known about the Caribbeans, actually, is there?
Nobody bothered to study them. They just wiped them
no
out.
One knows too much about them.
What would good. Be the earliest history? Probably it's not recorded, so that it is not recorded the earliest history of this island.
No, here all what they say is, of course, Sinbad owes its name to Christopher Columbus' brother.
Which maybe 1493 or something.
And then it's from St. Kitts that the first time in 1648 that the French decided to come and take possession of the island. And the island was just carrots, and they chased them. And they took possession of the island.
Where is this picture taken?
I think it's in the conclusion, isn't it?
I didn't see anything.
Me?
I think you were trying to him.
I got some them. Tumbleweed or something in my nose.
I think it's Pita. Is that St. Lucia? I think it is.
I like this too, that's very nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why did it? Yeah.
I think he sent some of his pictures to National Geographic.
Really?
At National Geographic. They have just great pictures. Really?
Yeah. That would be something to work with on.